This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Richard Green. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has made an emotional appeal to Israel for military help against Russia's invasion of his country. In a video address to Israeli lawmakers Sunday, President Zelensky compared the invasion to the actions of Nazi Germany during World War II. He accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of trying to carry out a final solution against Ukraine, using the Nazi term for its planned genocide of 6 million Jews during that time. Zelensky, who himself is Jewish, also noted that a Russian missile slammed into the spot of a notorious Nazi massacre in 1941 that now hosts Ukraine's main Holocaust memorial. Zelensky said it was time for Israel to finally take sides, telling lawmakers it should follow its Western allies by imposing sanctions and providing arms to Ukraine. His frequent references to the Holocaust drew an angry condemnation from Israel's National Holocaust Memorial, which said Zelensky was trivializing the Holocaust. Israel has emerged as a key mediator between Ukraine and Russia. Meanwhile, CNN is reporting that hundreds of people turned out Sunday in the central Ukrainian town of Enerhodar to protest the detention of its deputy mayor, Ivan Samoydychuk. His son told CNN that about 30 minutes after the rally began, a military vehicle with five or six Russian soldiers arrived. He said they tried to detain two people, but the protesters resisted. The mayor's son added that immediately afterward, an armored personnel carrier accompanied by several dozen Russian soldiers arrived at the rally site to break up the protest. And the first units deploying the Patriot air defense system has started arriving from NATO partner countries in Slovakia, and the deployment will continue in the coming days.